10, the ticket is live all week from the EDS Byron Nelson Classic, where you'll see red pants and hot pants. Brought to you by Layer 10 Sales and Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to The Hardline, and we are out today at the EDS Byron Nelson Classic. They wouldn't let us in, so we made other arrangements, shall we say.
Need to give Grego some credit on this.
It's his idea.
This is the Hammer's idea.
To barge into someone's million-dollar home and do the show from there.
And boy, we've certainly done that, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
And we're where on the 16th fairway?
Yep.
It's fun. You know, this is kind of a neat deal to do. You know,
I love it.
By the way, George, we demanded that it not rain today.
Well, it worked out for you.
Oh, yeah.
Turned out to be a nice day.
Yeah. I mean, didn't you guys this morning have somebody that jumped in the pool?
Yeah, and it was 55 degrees out.
For $20.
I know.
It was way under market value.
I've got that on the table right now.
I've got $20.
Anybody that'll jump in the pool, $20 right now.
Gotta hope Lee does it.
Who's that?
Thanks, Shabon.
Oh, is that a girl?
Yeah.
The ticket chick.
Her.
Oh, yeah, Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Hi, Lee.
Well, on our phone now, Grego, and I'm not sure that we should let him on because he is a direct competitor, is D.A. Wybring, the official golfing guy of the Dunham and Miller Show.
The great D.A. Wybring.
Hello, boys. How are we doing?
We're doing fine. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. Do you have your 7-iron along with you, Ryan?
It's McGregor 7-iron, D.A.
Yes, I have my McGregor 7 and my Wilson driver.
You know, I'm a fan of D.A.
Circa 1964.
Okay. I mean, you guys are trying to create a little competition between Bruce and I. I did hear the conversation on the way back. But I got to tell you, I was out to Byron Nelson today. I did a little hospitality for EDS. I was up in the fancy suites. I met some people, and as I sat down, I heard somebody behind me say, "Isn't that the official golfer of the Dunham and Miller Show?"
What, does that cheapen your career?
Exactly. And I turned around, said hello, and they said, "How's the house party going today down on 16th?
Wow.
So it was the buzz of the fancy suites, what was happening down on 16 with you boys.
That at once signifies that their show has arrived, but at the same time, it cheapens your career. All in one fell swoop.
Yeah, it sure does.
No, I'm very proud to be associated in a very distant way.
Yeah, you got a distance from us at some point.
Yeah, well, but let's tell the truth. I mean, you wish that you could unseat Litsky on the hard line, don't you?
Listen, all I want to do is kind of walk behind him as his legs get a little weaker and back gets a little softer and pick up all the money that falls out from behind him.
I don't know. From what we hear, you're doing all right there. How are your legs and back these days?
Well, I'm doing just fine. But you know what? I mean, all of this, to be 50 years and over and have 30 tournaments to go play and they treat you like kings and have some pretty good money to play, well, we're very, very fortunate. Let me tell you that.
I'm glad they created that tour because, you know, guys like you and Bruce and, you know, the other legends of the game, it's good that you can go on and it just seems like that a lot of people, and don't take this the wrong way, D.A., but, you know, when you get over 45 or so, you kind of struggle, and then once you hit 50, it's like you're reborn again.
Well, it really is. I mean, you're a rookie all over again, and the guys who have stayed active, you know, as Bruce and I have, you know, even though we didn't play as many events, you know, between 45 and 50, we still played, you know, 10 or 12 a year, and if you go prepared, you really have a chance to play pretty well, but it is a little more of a laid-back atmosphere. Even though the golf is very good, there's only three rounds, and there is no cut. So you know when you're going to get there. You know when you're going to go home. And I think the fan-friendly atmosphere, I hope all of our guys on the regular tour realize that, you know, the pro-ams really is what started our tour. And the companies and the individuals who have come and support our event allowed to have us to have a tournament and charity dollars stay in that community. That's really what our tour is all about at all levels.
That's why I wish that they would that Champions Tour would come through the Metroplex.
Well, I really think that there's a good chance in the next couple years that there's a new TPC being built up in McKinney, Craig Ranch, and I think the plan is to put a Champions Tour event there. And so hopefully as the course opens probably this fall and develops a little bit, I think it will happen.
Haven't you guys been trying to move away, though, from places that have regular tour stops, or wasn't that the idea a few years back?
Yeah, well Corby, I really do think the best place for us to go play are the smaller areas. I mean, our last two events, I'm just completing my first year on the tour, so I've pretty much seen all the sites except for Kansas City that'll be played in June. But, you know, playing in Austin, and playing in Birmingham, Alabama, and Pensacola, Florida, and Grand Rapids, Michigan. I mean, areas like that are great places for our tour because there's not a lot of professional sports in there, maybe double A or triple A baseball.
Arena football.
Arena football.
Exactly. Hey, nothing wrong with arena football, let me tell you.
Well, exactly. You were down in Austin this past weekend, I heard.
We were. Me and George, we were down there doing the game and didn't really turn out real well for us.
Not all they were doing down there either.
Yeah, D.A., you could have met up with George and Grego and done some drinking if they would have known you were down there.
Well, I heard they were coming. George, I was waiting for that phone call, but it never came.
Well, I was too busy watching Big Dumb Danny and Edie Brickell perform on Saturday night.
Well, I played with Ed Clements in the Pro-Am.
Wow, Mr. Radio.
Actually, Mr. Radio, exactly right. And he was talking about the ticket, so the legend of the ticket kind of grows throughout the state.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, it has to be weird when you come out here, and I'm trying to place the last time you played out here at the Nelson.
2 years ago.
Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
It has to be, because you played here for so many years, 22 or 23 years, to come out here and you're not teeing it up.
Well, it really is. I came out Tuesday. I mean, I did the junior clinic there. You know, we started that 24 years and I had a great run with that. And that was fun trying to help the Salesmanship Club and be a part of the tournament, you know, as a tour professional living in the community. And then playing, this will be the first year that I won't play in a PGA Tour event. I normally would maybe play in Dallas or play in the John Deere tournament where we designed the golf course up in the Quad Cities. But this will be the first year I won't play in a regular tour event. And that was a little bit different in thinking about that. But it was still fun to go out and see some of the guys on Tuesday. I saw a couple guys today. And it is different. You do realize when you're playing, you think, well, everybody's pretty tuned in on the golf and what I'm doing on this shot. And when you go sit in one of those boxes or whatever, you realize they're just casually watching golf. And it's a lot more about drinking and eating than it is about watching golf.
All right, D.A., always good to have you on with us, I think.
Well,
of course it is.
I don't know if Bruce would want me to say that.
We're always kind to Bruce when he comes on.
Are you? Okay, well, we're nice to D.A. I like D.A. a lot. He's a heck of a good guy.
Okay. Hey, let me put it like this. If Bruce can't win on the Champions Tour, I'm pulling for D.A.
Yeah,
okay.
Me too.
All right.
Me too. He's a good girls basketball coach, too. A real good
one. Oh, he's a great one.
Yeah.
So there you go. Isn't the reason why you guys aren't on the grounds, wasn't it a little competition at the Hard Line organized a couple years ago?
It might have been, D.A. Well, I don't know. We don't like to talk about that kind of thing, but it might have been. I don't know.
It involved a tape measure.
It might have involved a tape measure.
I thought that was the case. So, but anyway,
it might have been.
We're having a fun house party out there, and you guys have a good weekend.
All right, you too, D.A. You have a good day in Texas.
See you,
okay?
D.A.
See you, guys.
All right, there he goes, the great D.A. Wyvern.
Have a good day in Texas.
Yes. That's what we're hoping for everyone.
And by the way, if you ever want to have a good place to go practice,
yep,
it's D.A.'s place on Spring Creek in Plano.
Is that right?
Spring Creek Golf Club. Yeah, you bet. Great place to go
practice.
That's
his place?
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for
that.
George, we're at a party.
Sorry.
All right, E-News is on the way here, I think, unless we hear from Gary Player next.
I'll issue the same tease. Major engagement announcement concerning the greatest athlete to ever step foot in the city.
Well, Bob Denison's been married for a long time.
Shut up.